everybody. Well, for another BBS show tonight from Creation Lightship Healing. The date today is September 30th, 2015. So let's clear the date for everybody in case that number means something to you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I know we had an eclipse, so let's clear that energy away from people. We also have the, you know, the planet-star cording removal. That might be a very good clearing to have, too. But let's see if we can get some of that eclipse energy off you in case it abducted you when you looked at it. Here we go. So let's see if you come back here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie dokie. And let's see what else we can do here. Let's energize the light beam. So here we go. Bring up as many as you like. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, turn it over to Michelle. Okay, Michelle.
Hello, Ron, and hello, everybody. It's Wednesday night. Wanted to let everyone know that on October 16th, 17th, and 18th, Ron is going to be doing the conference in New York. So he was hoping that if anyone wanted to send in their photos to have them be put in the light chamber, they can send them to Ron by October 13th. In the subject box, write light chamber pics so that Ron is sure to read that one. And you can send it to creationlightship.com. And when you send an email, forward the receipt of having paid $100 as a donation to Creation Lightship. And Ron also wanted to let you all know that pets are free. Just include their photo. Okay. Did I cover everything with that, Ron?
Yep. Creationlightship at yahoo.com. Yes. Uh-huh.
Right.
Oh, that's...
Okay.
Just see what's out there, or see if we have any questions from people,
and/or
situations going on. And we'll
have
see what we can do tonight. So this normally is like our information night on Wednesdays to help people. Oh, I'll just turn it over to you, Michelle. You can see what comes out of the hat.
Okay. So the first question we have actually has to do with what you just talked about. Somebody's wondering, because this moon had all these things going on this weekend, is it okay to watch such an event, or is that going to lead us down a rabbit hole that we may not want to go down?
Well, I would say probably wouldn't be too good, only because you're looking at something that you're focusing on, and remember, whatever you focus on, normally you get connected with, okay? So, in a sense, it's kind of like, you know, the old saying, what you think about, you know, becomes your reality, okay? So, another way of saying that, so what you're looking at could be an alien abduction. They're giving you this fantasy here on a timeline to watch it. Another way is all that stuff real when you see scientific evidence of things and maybe they've been plotting something or, you know, there's documentation for 100 years about things that are going to happen, and sure enough, it happens, but that's only maybe on one timeline, the timeline that you're viewing, and with that comes the self-fulfilling prophecies, and it does happen. So it's hard to say what reality really is, but reality, according to the person that's viewing or doing something, that's the reality. It may not be anybody else's reality. So, and that reality is true for that person. And, you know, is it the thing that people are going to be sheeples, or are they going to be individuals and be sovereign? So if they're going to be sheeples, then it probably wouldn't matter, as the whole flock will probably be taken away. So that's kind of how you have to look at it. Where are you with your consciousness? What do you believe or don't believe? And even if you don't believe something, that can, it can still happen to you, whether you believe it or not. So it's a really good question. It's like, what came first, the chicken or the egg, you know? But for myself, I didn't watch it because I know that a lot of those things up there, the planets and the stars, are not are really not real, or at least they're not there all the time. So I've personally seen clear nights with a few stars, and you can say, yeah, well, there's something blocked on them. Well, that could be true. And I've seen nights where there's tons of stars, and, you know, this is with clear skies. So, you know, and then you have the people that are missing. Where did the people go? Is that only on your reality where you don't see that many cars anymore or that many people in shopping centers? What timeline is that? And if you are seeing that, are they no longer on your timeline? Hopefully, if you're in the now, they won't be on your timeline. But if you're somewhere else, maybe on a different timeline, there could be lots of them. So the whole thing is, and everything is real. So the only way to get into force energy, into the real, okay, is to be in the present moment. Otherwise, when you're looking at something, it's like, you know, you're projecting yourself into a movie that you're watching, and maybe you even think you're becoming one of the players or people in the movie as things are going on, you know. At that point, you're kind of role-playing, and from there, you become that reality of that person. And now you're on timelines, because you're not in the now. You were just taken away, just like meditation. There's somebody talking about doing something, and you go down some stairs to the center of the earth, and you see the crystals there or whatever, and you walk up some stairs to a high mountain, and whatever is going on. You all know the you know what people have done with that, and you're no longer here. You're there. When you're there, that's not a good place to be because you're not in the now. So you're in there now on a timeline, and who knows what can happen to you. So I don't think it would be a good idea to watch that stuff myself. Fascinating, possibly, to see it, but why would you want to hurt your reality if there is something going on and you chose to join in with the sheeple? So back to you.
Well, that just made me think of an interesting question. If somebody has played like different acting roles, should they timeline crash each of the characters' names of those parts that they played?
Well, they're on those timelines and they did exist and you are that person. So just because maybe you played, we'll just say you somehow got into a movie or you did some acting, we'll say, and you had to memorize a script, are you still there on that script? Okay? Yeah, you are someplace. It's recorded. And you'd probably want to timeline crash it. I'm just trying to think of an example where, let's just say that I'll give two examples. Let's just say one example, you're in this play or whatever, and all of a sudden you're the one who gets married to somebody. And so, you know, it goes on and, you know, the thing eventually stops, but you got married to this person. Are you really married to them? In that movie you were, or in that skit you were, play you were, so what does that mean? You're married now to that person. Oh, what does that mean? You may not like that. And let's just say that for some reason you're playing something in the medieval times and you know, they stab you and you know, maybe you have a thing on where blood gushes out of you. We'll say this so the audience can be thrilled. Or maybe you have a bunch of balloons in you, you know, and all of a sudden the balloons look like intestines and they pop out with blood. And you're there and you got to stay still and the stuff's oozing all over you. Well, are they going to take that and copy and paste that onto another timeline where you're died, where you're dead with your internal organs coming out of you? And then you wonder, gee, no, I got a stomachache every once in a while, you know. And could it be from that? Well, who knows? Very possibly. So all these things are real, and the aliens just need something to act you into, for so emotional. You have any thoughts on that, Michelle?
Well, it's like if you're playing a role, you have to say, like, well, I am not in this situation. But you have to react like you would personally react to make it feel like you're really doing it in that situation. So you have to mentally put yourself there. And then what are you doing? You're creating all these emotions, not only for yourself, but whoever sees you, they're feeling that emotion if you're a good actor. And that's probably why they're watching it, because they want to feel some sort of an emotion. And you're not going to get the job unless you can produce that. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of timelines going on.
Yeah. You said that the key word mental in there initially, you know. You have to have that mental framework to pull it off, do a good job at it, and they control the mind. Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway.
the original question, they said, like, you know, if everyone is looking at this one thing, is that just they're using whatever means this weekend, it happened to be the big thing in the sky, to get everyone focused on the same thing? And you answered that. The answer is yes. They're using that to get everyone to focus on the same thing.
Yeah, it's very good, very easy, you know. Otherwise, they're running around like cockroaches, you know. Oh, they got them all tuned into one thing to watch, you know, get mesmerized.
Yeah, it is mesmerizing. Best to stay away. I was doing the clearing, the planets start courting, and I felt it really helped a lot. I did it a couple days before and let it run the whole time. And it was interesting because I had a friend who kept talking about it, and I would just go, oh, like I just didn't care.
Yeah, so he already got programmed to watch it.
He was. Yeah.
Come on, get a talking with me. He's like, I got to talk about this. This is my new program embedded in me from the nanotechnology. I got to tell everybody about this, so I'll get abducted together.
Yeah, and I was like not having it. I was like, yeah, okay. So, okay, we have a question to clear up, just to make sure somebody wants to make sure that they're doing their clearings properly. They did their whole life clearing. It took about 30 minutes or so, and then when they said they do the emotional clearing for daily or weekly periods, just the short time in between the last time you did it, it takes about 2 to 3 minutes, and that they have the same experience with the mental and other whole life clearings, and they're wondering if that is correct.
That's correct, yes. It takes you longer to log in. So if you do it once a day, you just go on, you do the occurrences with a 1 day and clear that, and it'll just count down the chakras, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and that's it. So 15, 20 seconds, it's done. Now, if you happen to have a situation that's involved there, that maybe you say, I can't think of anything that happened today, but maybe you got that awful phone call from somebody yelling at you or something, because you're in the service business to take complaints, you know, and so somebody yelled at you, and so from there, you could put that in that, yeah, I had a bad phone call, you know, just very simple, got emotionally upset. And then, just do the same clearing, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and it's released from you. That's if you do it daily. If you do it weekly, it'll clear the same thing. I'm not sure if it'll do it 7 times. I don't think so. It'll just be what you stick in the box there. So it's up to you what you want to do with that. But, yeah, that's how you work it. You first do the whole lifetime so that your whole lifetime's cleared. And then once the clearing stops, then now you're in different reality, as your past reality is basically put back into peace. And now what you create for yourself could be peace, or it could be, commotion or situations. So that's why you want to keep current to stay where you are with the clearing so that you're normally in peace all the time. And you can do it three times a day, since it doesn't take very long to do it. You may want to do it so you're always peaceful. Remember, people will take you out of your peace. That's their job. Soul family, they don't want you to be peaceful. Or they're from other soul families that are jealous. They don't want you to be peaceful. And the aliens definitely don't want it. So look at people around you. You're going to realize that, why are they trying to destroy my peace? Because they lost you. Book came out of your mouth, and now you're peaceful. So that's where you want to be, is in peace. The people will normally take you out of it. They'll figure out some way to get on the bandwagon, we'll say, and hold something that you don't like, to push buttons that you don't have, but they're just beneath your surface, and all of a sudden they pop up in full bloom, looks like a flower would come up. Now you have to deal with it. That's why you do the unlimited clearing. That's the way it works. But you need to do your whole lifetime clearing first, one time, to the unlimited after that to stay current. So back to you.
What if you did your soul family clearing? Would that clear up many of those contracts that had been created for them to cause havoc in your life?
Yeah, the soul family one is where you can maybe enter in something to clean yourself out. It's like a Band-Aid. Finding yourself doing things, getting involved with things that you know nothing about, and or you know a lot about it and you wonder why you're there. That can help you with those situations. So it's just strictly a nice tool to get released from the energies out there. Your soul family is also set up like you with a natal chart. You're probably all sharing a very similar type of natal chart. It's probably on a much grander scale, though. And since you're sort of sharing ideas and experiences, that's how it works. So it's possible that maybe, we'll just say you got 10 people in your soul family, just to make it very simple. So you have 5 people that are really lucky at winning money, okay? And then you have the other 5 that are very unfortunate about losing money. So that's the balance there. So people who win and people who lose. So they are sharing that experience. It would be nice if you could be on the winning team, but also the losing one is there too, and they're attempting to... the whole premise of a soul family is our side created those so that people in the soul family would think they have hope here, that they can get together with their group of friends and family, and then maybe you talk up there in your soul family and say, yeah, and we got to get out of here. The song, Eric Burden and the Animals, we have to get out of this place. They probably then came along, Hotel California, you can check out, but you can never leave. But anyway, the soul family is there so that you go, man, I want to get out of here. And everybody goes, yeah, I want to get out of here too. Well, what do we do to get out of here? Well, remember that time that ant, you stepped on the ant? Oh, yeah, I stepped on lots of ants, you know? Or maybe, you know, you had this car accident and you hurt somebody who, did something that was life-changing for them. And you go, man, oh, I feel sorry for that person. So what I'm going to do now is, have them do it to me so that they can know that they cleared the chart there, and maybe they'll get a lot of money from the insurance company or something, and I'll be suffering, but that'll help me get out of here. And that's the reason why you have soul family, only because of that. It's just another play of the darkness of the alien so that I think you somehow have hope here. And once your soul family graduates, then you can leave here. Well, that's what they sort of teach you. And like the song Hotel California, it isn't true. So back to you.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of people that think like, oh, everything happens for a reason, and I think they use it as a way to accept that, you know, sometimes bad things happen. Or they think, oh, I have a lesson to learn, and so, you know, this may have been a good thing. Although it can bring things to light when bad things happen, that it's something that you need healing over. But I think thinking like that, that's more like thinking that karma exists and this is retribution for something in the past. But does karma really exist?
Only in darkness. It does exist here, yes. Uh-huh.
As an explanation for things that may have happened?
That's the law of cause and effect. That creates your reality. Collective consciousness, based consciousness, all that stuff is what's there. That's what they control. So, yes, it has to exist. Otherwise, you'd wonder, why am I here? Why didn't I leave? If you didn't have any of that stuff recycling, you'd probably have a pretty good answer. And you'd probably be more spirit connected because you wouldn't have all this stuff in your DNA buzzing around trying to escape out of you to get healed. Causing you more problems. So all you are is like a record keeper. Body keeps the records of all of its ancestors. And from there, that's what you do in each lifetime is hopefully try to eliminate the past. Fortunately, each day you're living, you're putting more baggage on yourself because you're not living in the moment normally. So even though it sounds pretty awful, that's why there's ascension. So you clean yourself off, you do those clearings, get the unlimited version so you stay in peace. And once you're peaceful, then they're not really going to want you and you have a much better chance of having more spirit energy with you. Oh, back to you. And that's why you do the earth transfer clearing so the light can find you. You want to do that once a week from the different clearings that you've had. Type the name of the clearing in. And there's a record of that. So all of a sudden now you are known that you are here. Back to you.
Yeah. Ron, would you be able to explain the Earth Transfer one a little bit more, what's happening, and do we just need to write the name of the clearing and that's it?
Basically, that's it, yeah. Uh-huh. So whatever you've done, if you do it once a week, just put the clearing in there that you've done during that week. And you start collecting energies, although you're able to have yourself found at ascension time. Remember, the light doesn't judge anything. It just looks for light. So if you were stolen, the parts of you that was light was stolen to the dark side universes, which is what happened last time when ascension time occurred, then all of a sudden the light's not going to find you. It doesn't know what darkness is. And it'll say, we got these 20 people here. They're leaving the Earth. And from there, they'll get the 20 and forget about everybody else. So this is why we have the Earth transport clearing, so that you're able to put in there your clearing that you had so you recognize. That's simple. Oh, back to you.
Okay, and that clearing that Ron just talked about is listed in all clearings on his website, Creation Light Ship, and I believe it is only $1, and then you use it every time you do. Oh, a penny.
Yeah, you can just, once you pay for it once, you're good. Hang on to the code. You don't have to go in there and pay for it each time. Not needed unless you forget your code, but it's only a penny.
Okay. We have a request for a heart cording clearing.
Okay, so are you cording somebody or somebody cording you? So let's see what's going on. You may not know. Somebody who mentioned this would know, but everybody else listening may go, gee, that's interesting. Let's try that one. So let's first do... If you are courting somebody else, this is heart energy, okay? Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I will reverse it here. It'll be if you are, if somebody is connected to, let's see, we did, I think you to them, didn't we? And I think which one I did first here. So we'll do the other one. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke. Well, you can see how you're feeling here. Very possibly what you have going on is maybe some relief. Now, we'll do one for people somehow kind of look at the heart energy. They turn it into love energy. So let's that with you loving somebody, okay? So let's release that energy, that person. One, two, three, four, and five. I will do the other way around here. One, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke. Back to you, Michelle.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Ron. Those are very good clearings. Heartache and courting clearings. Very good whole life clearings to have, actually. So, Ron, I went back to the wiki information question, and I wanted to read one of those. It says, am I a light being? Are we light beings?
Are people a light being? No.
Yeah. No?
If you live out of time completely, go back to source energy, that could be a possibility, but most people don't. Aren't, I would say probably nobody here is, you know, as they have active DNA in them. Some people may think that some of the Eastern Indian gurus, because they worked on themselves maybe for their whole life, that maybe they could be light beings and they can dematerialize and go places. And they're just working still on the earth plane here, just at a little higher consciousness. So they're not necessarily light beings. They just are up the ranks a little bit in the duality energies. Maybe working maybe on the next dimension along with this one here. Were you ever a light being? No. You were created to go out and experience the energies where you took physical form. And just with that, possibly you could say you were, but normally light beings don't leave the light ship. That's the difference. So the masters that were here, that could have been here just for a few days or whatever, would be, in a sense, light beings. And they left. So the ones through history that people have talked about very possibly. I guess one that people would talk about I lived for a long time, you know, would be Saint Germain. So energy came into the body, but I don't think he was light being here for very long as far as physical time, even though he lived for a long time. So back to you. I would say probably no more than probably 3 months. But the DNA then would have to be activated, and then it would be activated then. So good question. Back to you.
Did other light beings come here like you, Ron?
There's not on the planet at this moment, no.
Oh.
Only one that came here from the light ship was Princess Diana. And she was not in tune, we'll say, with the light ship or anything. So, but, you know, she did carry energy. So back to you.
I've always wondered, Ron, why did we all come here? Were we attracted to this earth because of its physical beauty?
Well, I think it'd be the beauty of the earth, you know. I imagine somehow you found out about it some way, and you came here, and came here through aliens. So the aliens brought you here to give you a body. Maybe they somehow stole your spirit somewhere along the line, created a physical life form body, and then stuck your spirit in it, which is what they do when you go on timelines. Same process. That happens every 10 minutes, when you ducted over again completely and a new one of you comes in. That's not that unusual. Very possibly they just stuck you down here in a body a long time ago. And that's the role, is to energize the body. You're used like a battery. Then when the battery gets old and crusty and the body dies, they charge it up again, clean it off, dust it off, get rid of all the residue, and then you're living another lifetime in a whole different body. Well, back to you.
Yes, I think that the earth is beautiful. So for me, that probably was the reason I came here. if somebody has a dream and they're doing the timeline crashing and it says enter optional dream here, do you just kind of describe it? And is that a timeline or a parallel life, or is it the same thing?
Same thing, a parallel life and a timeline, and then you can even throw in being a multidimensional being. It's all the same thing. When you're not here and you're maybe astral traveling and or, living another life somewhere, it's all the same. You need to be only having one life in the now, that's source energy. Anything that deviates from that is darkness. The timeline crashes, that's what you put in, is what you have discovered your problem is or situation is. And if it's a dream, then you know that you have validation now that you were someplace other than here. So they're just giving you that film footage, a little bit of it. That's what they do. And some people said they've had wonderful dreams. And other people, or probably most people, say that dreams that they're experiencing is pretty negative and people get killed or they have accidents or different things like that. Normally, I think people say most of the dreams they have are in black and white. Okay? And they're normally, even if they are in color, normally it's not really bright. Kind of like, kind of like when sunset's going down. So it's not as bright as what it is here. And it may look kind of washed out. That's what people have, asked me about different expos, explaining what they've had in their dream state. Some people say, yeah, I had this dream a month ago, and sure enough, it came true. Oh, I think, is that a premonition? Am I being told something? Well, I would say, yeah, you're being told something. It could be on, 10,000 timelines of that accident happening if it was a negative thing. You didn't do any timeline crashes. Now it came into this reality here. Just loaded right in, and now you're experiencing that exact same thing. So, anyway, I guess back to you.
Ron, what's your explanation for why dreams are always kind of dusky looking sometimes?
Because they can't give you the full film footage. All they can give you is more or less silhouettes. And they don't want to show too much detail because it's going to probably take them too much time and effort to create a scene like you have here. So just think if you had same exact dump footage that you have, you know, like you had today, or even right now when you look around in your room or outside wherever you are, and everything looks like it's real, or there's detail, it's all in 3D. They gave that and presented that to you as a dream. That would be quite something, but I don't think they're willing to put out that much data, memory space, we'll call it, or RAM, for you when they create the computer program to give you a dream state. But you are in that, living that life, and maybe it's all kind of dingy looking, but you're still there. Just bringing it back here. That's just a bleed through from how you were able to capture that maybe on the way back here, and you got it like your memory banks, and all of a sudden it got downloaded to you. Remember it. Back to you.
It's like the difference between like first class movie makers and kind of like C-class movie makers. The lighting isn't as good, and they don't have as much of a budget. So, wow, that's interesting. It's always fascinating because every culture throughout time has wondered what dreams are, and that just shows that this has been happening for a long time. So,
and if everybody, much like here, you hear the sky is falling and everybody believes it, and the news tells you the sky is falling, and sure enough, on that timeline, it's falling. Just think if you had a dream like that, everybody had it. Some of the movies kind of show that a person has a dream, psychic vision, whatever, kind of followed up, and sure enough, it looks like it's a true situation happening. So, that can happen too, as they're reading future timelines. But if everybody had a dream of something happening, then that means that that timeline that's in the beyond is getting very close here. Maybe the movie makers and the film set and everything else, studio, is just on your back door. Bring it in here, It has to happen to a lot of people in order to make that a reality. Back to you. Everybody, I don't know, what state could I pick on? You have a good state?
What's that? What state?
Yeah, what?
Arkansas.
Give me a state name.
Arkansas.
So everybody in Arkansas now had a dream that an asteroid came in and it blew up Arkansas, and it's, this 50-mile deep hole just for the state of Arkansas, and only went to the borders and stopped, okay? So all of a sudden, as you hear about this here, so the people who believed it in Arkansas, because they all got that same dream, they're gone, okay? So in their reality, wherever they went to, their memory is that this asteroid or whatever it was came and took their state out, okay? So they're gone. That's the reality. That's what they believed, and that's what happened. Now you ask somebody, we'll just say in Maine, say, have you heard anything about Arkansas? Well, they probably didn't hear anything. They go, well, what's happened in Arkansas? Explain all this to them, and they go, well, shit, I got a cousin in Arkansas. Let me call him up. You call him up, and in your timeline, they're still there. They go, what are you talking about? It didn't happen here. Really a goofy thing to talk about an asteroid coming down, taking away Arkansas. So, on your timeline, it's still there. On the Arkansasian timeline, they all believe that it won't be there. But that's the way they work. And are they all in the now? Well, the person called somebody to check out Arkansas from Maine. They're not in the now, okay? Now they're looking outside of themselves for an answer, okay? They're now not on the now timeline. And the person in Arkansas living there could be on the now timeline. because, you know, they're still there. And maybe they have to look out the door to see, yeah, is Arkansas really here? You know, I'm in my house, you know. Oh, yeah, it's still here. I can see my backyard, you know. So, you know, you start learning more about timelines and how it can affect you, you know, good or bad. You know, you start realizing, wow, I can really help my reality and my consciousness by getting off of timelines that I really don't want to have happen. You can not really reprogramming anything, just making the timeline secure for you, and then that will start to work around you and maybe other places, people, things around you. They're going to be on your timeline. That's where you really excel, because these people now are on your timeline, and your timeline is projected out according to what you would like to have on your timeline. Does that make sense to you, Michelle?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Isn't it just better to, well, I mean, it's like...
Then you're on the now really timeline. You got to be in the now to manifest.
Yeah.
You can't daydream, like meditate, you know, and go into a timeline and think everybody's happy there. No, you have to be in the now. And that now brings forth what you want to experience on your timeline. You're in the now. Things happen from one now moment to the next.
Yeah, I know one of our listeners who's done this work for a long time suggests every time before she makes a big decision or is trying to choose between several different things, she does the mind-to-heart drop so she knows that she is in the now and not trying to find the answer from her mind or from a state of fear or something else running in the background. I have also found that to help quite a bit.
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah. So that's a quick one. And so just in case anyone is new, we'll just let them know that the mind-to-heart drop is saying out loud that you command your spirit to drop your thoughts down into your heart center, and you count several times from 10 to 1, and then you're, like, in the now, right there.
Yep, 15 seconds, all that it takes.
Yeah, I found with me it was a common misconception just from learning other things from the dark side for so many years from New Age thinking that it was, you always thought, oh, wow, when, you know, when this happens, whatever happens, when I'm in the now or whatever, I'm going to have this, like, amazing feeling. And it's actually not like that at all. It hasn't been for me. I know it's just been, oh, well, I feel peaceful. These things don't bother me anymore. You know? And I don't feel like anything is controlling my decisions. I feel like I'm actually doing what I want now without something else outside of me feeling like it's having a say in what's occurring.
That's
kind of
very good.
So I'm trying to go through a couple more questions here that pertain to what we were talking about just recently. Let's see here. For the light infusion chamber, they are wondering if they need to be in a standing position. I think they're asking if you need to see their full body, and does the photo need to be recent or could it be months ago?
Months ago is okay. And okay. Whatever you feel comfortable with. I don't need your whole body. And normally I just get, like, maybe shoulder shots, head shots, you know, maybe an iPhone or something, or you have something. If you have, if you got a cat, you know, that want to have come to the light shift. So you could hold the cat and take a picture of you and the cat or something, or you're sitting down, the cat's next to you or on your lap, that's fine. Just typically, you know, a headshot's good, or above your shoulders or something. You know, whatever you want to send in is fine, but it has to have your head on it. So that's it.
Okay.
And I think I've even had a couple of pictures come where people have actually cut, you know, they mailed them to me, you know, years ago, and they had actually they have these pictures, but they didn't want to really show their body. So they just kind of cut their head off, you know. We got a picture of a head, but that's okay too. But normally, you know, what I'll do is when I get them on an email, I'll just print them out on a piece of paper, 8.5 by 11 normally, and put your name on it, and that goes into the chamber. And when chamber's on, well, there's still energy in the chamber when it's turned off anyway, but when it's on, you're going to be having the light chamber session. So that's the way it works. That'll be for the whole weekend. Oh, back to you.
Okay, great. And then somebody else wrote in asking about specific types of dreams, but from what I gather, it doesn't matter what type of dream. That's just the timeline that you're on. But the way to clear it is to put it in the timeline crash dream. Explain a little bit about it in the dream. Keep it short. And then it'll go away.
Keep it real short, you know. Had a dream last night about a dog chasing me. And before it bit me, I woke up. That, you know, dog chasing me is all that you need about the dream. You know, that's what your anxiety was, your fear, your trauma, whatever, your emotions of the dog running at you. And, you know, that's it. And it could be the other way around. The dog really likes you, is coming after you to lick you, and you don't want to be limed by the saliva of the dog, you know, and that freaks you out, you know. You never know. Big, gigantic St. Bernard was coming at me, 300-pounder, and drooling and everything else, and I go, oh, no, he wants to lick my face. And then he woke up. So, anyway, whatever, you know, was there that you can remember and or pushed your buttons or, you know, the main thing is, you know, kind of what did you remember about it? Just put that down because that's the issue. That's where they keyed you in. You know, just driving a car, you know, on a road doesn't mean anything too much. You know, you're just driving your car. Well, there's going to be some kind of situation that you're seeing happening, okay? So just driving a car, having no emotions on a timeline, really, you know, they're not going to typically do that. They're going to show you where, you know, maybe the car in the other direction now pops into your lane and your eyeballs bug out and you can't put your foot on the brake. Because somehow you had, you know, sandals on and it got stuck on the gas pedal. And now you're really freaked out and you can't stop. And that's where they stop the dream. And you're frantically trying to move your foot to the brake, you know. So that's the issue there, if there would be an issue. And, you know, that just puts you into the fear mode. So it'd be a dream about fear, but really it's just, you know, you're going to get into an accident. Or they're getting that energy off you, the emotion. So. And depending on how, you know, if you woke up in a cold sweat, you know, or you're crying or something, then you know they really got you good. So, you know, doing 50 to 100 timeline crashes on that probably would not even be enough. I'd probably do a couple thousand of them because that really was a close call for you. That was your reality because now your body is reacting here, okay? So maybe you were just about ready to go through the windshield of your car, and they stopped it. They stopped the movie footage, okay, the film footage, and then they slammed you back in here. Your spirit's traumatized, and now your body's traumatized because they copy and pasted that, but they stopped it. Now you woke up, jerked up, shaking and everything else because you're now having that experience that you saw in your dream. Lots of timeline crashes on that. Back to you. That's your parallel life.
Yes. And I know that somewhere in the our archives, we have explained how to do timeline crashes without doing each separate one for 5 minutes and constantly pressing the start button. It's like you write crash or you uncheck the very, very top box. And then you write in the box where you describe what your timeline crashing, you write crash all timelines consecutively, and then you let the timer run for like 9,000 minutes or whatever, and it'll just crash. Every time it crashes one, it'll just go to the next one. So I know that was a very short explanation, but somewhere in the archives we have explained at length how to do that. And we can go over that on another show again more as well. So another listener just wrote in, they are doing many whole life clearings all at once, and they're wondering if that's okay.
I would say, first of all, if you're doing, okay, what I heard you say is they're doing, they purchased whole lifetime clearings, and they're doing like maybe an emotional and a fear and an anxiety, trauma, we'll distill those out. Okay, those are the ones, mental. No, that's not all right, no. You want to do each one of those whole lifetime clearings separate. You don't want to do whole lifetime clearings on top of each other. So if it is a whole lifetime clearing that you are doing and you just purchased it, then wait maybe a week to do the next whole lifetime clearing. Now, if they're talking about the unlimited version of a whole lifetime clearing, well, then you're not going to be doing that continuously. You're just going to be clearing out. Maybe you may want to do it once an hour of a situation that happened to you in the last hour. So that takes, you know, say half a minute to do, and then you're done. So you could do your fear and emotional and mental, do them one at a time. So it takes you probably 5 minutes to do those, and then you're done. You want to come back and revisit that in an hour, or maybe, you know, if you're doing one in the morning, one at night, that's fine. But you don't want to put on a bunch of those at one time. Remember, is your body going to be able to do that particular clearing? It could be, I won't say harmful to your body, but you might get exhausted because your body is going to process that negative energy out of it, whatever way it does that, and then it'll be in peace. So the question, I guess, at the beginning was, can I do more than one whole lifetime clearing at one time? The answer is no.
Okay, so just to clarify, they are doing the unlimited. So they have done them previously, so they're just running the unlimited again, and then they're also running timeline crashes at the same time. So,
well, there's no reason to do the unlimited, you know, unless you're answering the phone every 2 minutes and somebody's yelling at you, so you answer the phone and Tom yells at you, oh, man. Tom did it to me again, so now I'll go in and clear the energy from Tom. So there's your half a minute, we'll say, to clear off Tom's energy on the emotions. And then 2 minutes later, Sally calls you and dumps on you. Now you got to go up. I better clear Sally. That's how those clearings are designed to be used. You just don't put them on your computer and run them continuously because you have to know what you're dealing with. The light doesn't know what you're dealing with. You just can't say, What I think what I'm hearing the person say is, you know, can the light just fix me? I'll put all these clearings up on the light chip, and you just put in there, please fix me. It doesn't know. It doesn't judge anything. You have to put the incident in the box of what your problem is. Or if not, at least it's just run the clearing, you know, like for once a day on a situation. So if you're doing it that way, then the clearing is going to be, you're just wasting your time. Don't waste your time. You have to put in what the problem is. And doing it continuously, remember, you have to be, somebody has to enter into your realm of experience to give you that condition, okay? Unless you're creating the thing yourself in your mind, and then, you know, you might want to do a mental clearing. Because if you think that you're going to be in fear, it's not the fear, probably. If you already cleared the fear out of you with a whole lifetime clearing, you're creating the fear. So that's your mind doing that. So do mental clearings. So back to you. Do you have anything to add to that, Michelle?
Yeah, and I think that in the past I may have heard you say that one of the reasons you say to do like a whole life clearing and then wait a week is so that you can see what that effect is. And that may have been your thing you may not need anymore.
Yep, that's correct. Uh-huh. So you don't want to, you know, go on there and do a ton of clearings, you know, because you need to have a situation that you're reacting to get cleared.
Right.
So otherwise, to me, you're just wasting your time if you do it that way. Because you're not clear anything.
Not the by your year, so it just runs down your whole life, but what about the situational, like underneath that, where you put it in the box and you let it run for a period of time, like maybe a couple of days?
Our show's over. Okay.
We'll talk about it next week.
Next week. Yeah, we'll get it next week. Okay, so thank you, everybody. Do the mind of heart drop. Here we go, dropping down into your heart, commanding your spirit to do so. Take those thoughts. 10987654321, 10987654321, and 10987654321. Blessings. Thank you, everybody. See you later.